for citizens getting tired of waiting for Congress to do something about the deficit.
You were invited to participate in a historic endeavor to honor our predecessors, to ensure hope and opportunity for ourselves and our children, to restore a legacy of liberty and initiative for future generations. Citizens of the United States of America have begun to voluntarily retire the public debt of the federal government.
So begins a letter sent to 10,000 Americans each year. It's sent by the group Citizens for a Debt-Free America and asks recipients to send money to the federal government. The group says its efforts have helped raise $10.5 million over the past 5 years. Kay Fishburne of New Berlin, Wisconsin, is national coordinator of Citizens for a Debt-Free America.
Most of the people who get this naturally assume it's a hoax or a joke. I would if I got one. So it's amazing that we do get a 10% response in gifts to the Treasury.
This is asking people to put their money where their mouth has been in terms of patriotism. I would imagine there are not that many people willing to do that.
Well, it's not a question of patriotism. It's really a matter of honor. We incurred the debt, and we have an obligation to pay it rather than to stick it to our kids. So the people who do give, who actually sit down and write the check, have a great deal of confidence not only in the basic foundations of our government, but in their fellow Americans.
Was this your idea?
No. The fund was begun by a legacy of a lady named Sarah Vaughan Clayton. She died in 1957, and her will specified that the interest on a $20 million estate go to reduce the debt for 25 years. So in 1962, Congress passed the public law 87-58 to accommodate her legacy and made any further such gifts tax deductible.
Well, how did you get involved?
In 1982, it was clear that we were heading for trouble fast. I thought the least I could do was let people know that this fund did exist, and it had some very interesting possibilities for changing the course of events if we chose to use it.
Do you get a hold of mailing lists, or what do you do? How do you know where to send these things?
Well, we have tried various things. For one thing, since we're spending our own money, we don't buy much. People send us the membership directories to their garden club or to their arts association, their church directories. We've used phone directories. The last mailing that we did was to Who's Who in America, folks who were born before 1940 and who had a home address listed. It's very arbitrary how we choose these things.
I would think there'd be the occasional hostile response.
Oh, of course, yeah. There are a lot of people who are very angry and frustrated, and it's entirely understandable. The cynics in the country are essentially why this turned out to be an underground operation. We call it the snicker factor. But the problem with the cynics is they're overwhelmed by the problems of the present and can't see the possibilities for change.
Kay Fishburne is National Coordinator of Citizens for a Debt-Free America.